I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Misfortune of others. Unrivaled presents Sucks to Be You on the Zone Sports Network.
All right, welcome back. It is 96.5 the KSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us on the program. We are at the Juab County Fairgrounds. We're here twice a year, and this one is the Extreme Bull Riding Last Chance Rodeo for this evening. Tickets tonight. You're going to get some money off. You mentioned the radio program, and you're going to be able to get some dollars off of your tickets tonight. UteStampedeRodeo.com is where you can find the tickets as well. Come down. Beautiful night. Man, Scott, you cannot ask for – we have this beautiful view. What is that in front of us? Is that the
Mount Nebo
in front of us?
Well, it's kind of – the peak is off to the left a little bit.
Right.
That's the tallest mountain in the Wasatch Range.
Is it really?
Mount Nebo, yeah.
Oh, in the Wasatch Range.
I was thinking of Utah.
I was thinking of all of Utah.
No,
that's Kings Peak, right?
Yeah, the Uintas. That's
Kings
a different. Peak. Yeah, that's Kings Peak.
And that's a different.
That's
a different family.
Yeah, it's the East-West Mountains. These are North-South.
No one talks much about the Ochre Mountains, and we got to give those guys some more love.
They need more credit. The Ochre Mountains are actually pretty legitimate.
Gonna build my old ski resort out there. By the time we get those, all the westward movement that's out there.
Do you know how valuable copper is? The copper is in the Ochre Mountains.
There's copper in them there hills.
not in the Wasatch. It's in the Ochres.
Hey, tell him you heard it on the radio, you'll get money off. That's a promise. There you see. That's how we do it. We help people out on the way in.
People walking up.
She goes, I got you. We're already doing it. All right. Here's what we're going to do here. Scott, Sucks to Be You goes like this. I roll out a couple of things. People who are doing worse than you are. Now, I will say that it does suck to be a BYU fan last night who finds everything wrong with a 12-point win against Utah State. You know, and I was one of those people, I think, when I was in college, and I was like, dude, that was a terrible game to watch. But a W – now, I also went to school during the Croton era. So W's didn't come along a lot.
So you're just happy with wins.
I'm telling you,
it didn't matter.
There's something about readjusting your sights. Now, I'm not saying lower your expectations or lower your goals, but what you should do is realize kind of what the lens is you need to see that game through, which was what you were talking about. Rivalry games are weird.
Yep.
Rivalry games on a short week are even more weird.
Yep.
Move on. You got a double-digit win. And here's the other thing. People are like, yeah, but they didn't cover. I was like, yeah, how many of you BYU fans actually – made a bet.
Okay,
out there.
You did not bet
on this game. You don't care if they cover.
That stuff doesn't matter. But the only thing that does matter, like, because there's a subjective view of college football, and if you talk to the college football playoff committee, they go, style points don't matter. Like it literally is the quality of the opponent. Not beat them. That's all they care about. And so the quality of opponent is the one that it has more of an impact, and you know, are they ranked, Are they a Power 5 opponent?
Sure.
You know, blah, blah, blah. That's what matters. Not necessarily the score. Because I think people are smart enough. Every week's different. You know, when you Dave brought up a good point about, you know, a boxing match, if it's a good matchup, it's a good boxing match, right? If it's not, it's terrible. And some teams just play matchup better than other teams, and some teams just kind of give you a fit more than other teams. So, and people know that. And they know from week to week, you just, you know, sometimes you have an off week, whatever. I mean, you saw USC, they didn't look very good against Oregon State for whatever reason. And who knows what that is.
You watched that game, by the way, and you were like, hey, look, I wasn't necessarily as impressed by either of those teams as I think everybody else had kind of talked about going into that one.
Yeah, it was. And it's hard. It's hard to know how teams are, especially when you play your non-conference schedule. And here USC, I mean, they scored – the fewest points they scored in a game was like 45 points. But then you look at who they played and you go, yeah, there's not really a lot there. They go to Oregon State. They're playing a quality opponent. Oregon State has a good defense. I'm not going to say they're lights out on their defense. But it's a different game. And
you know what?
You just don't know until you just get on the field and you match it up with people and see how it goes.
I had a weird epiphany. Let me bounce it off of you.
All right.
If BYU were undefeated, let's say they had beaten Oregon.
Yeah.
And they were undefeated going into that game last night. When you're undefeated, you do just escape.
Right.
Like every game becomes. Yeah. Do you think people's attitudes would have changed when you go, yeah, but you know what? Still undefeated.
BYU's not going to go down in the polls. Like this week, they're not going to go down in the polls. They're going to they won, and they're teams that are ahead of them that are going to lose, and they're going to move up in the polls.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, isn't it funny how when teams are undefeated,
right?
Because USC last week, I don't know how much their fan base is going, oh, dude, we're not that good. Actually, you'll have probably some people doing that because USC has a higher expectation.
Sure,
Buffy, how many points did we score last week? 17. Well, who were we playing?
We must have had the flu.
I didn't know Oregon State existed in the conference. Oh, it's not going to in the future? Well, that's good news. Oh, we aren't either? Good. I didn't want to play them anyway. 17 points for USC last week. But they escaped with a win. There's this whole thing that all season long, escaping with a win when you're undefeated is kind of the theme. And escaping with a win, when you're 4-1, then everybody's just fighting back for that relevance.
And
that
everyone knows that it's hard to go undefeated. Like, it's just hard.
I'll tell you who it sucks to be right now. Now, it sucks to be, like I said, it sucks to be you is a segment where you just kind of think about how great things are going for you because other people's lives are struggling right now. You know who it sucks to be right now, Scott?
Please tell me.
I mean,
I have some ideas.
Well, there's a lot of people, but certainly Brett Favre is not doing well. Every day there seems to be a new revelation as to how bad it was with the amount of money that was taken from the poorest country or the poorest state in our country and taking that welfare money and giving it away to either yourself or the university that your kids are attending and that you attended. It's not looking good for Brett Favre, the misusing of funds. Every day we seem to find out a little bit more. But, hey, he was throwing it at athletics at least, Scott, at Southern Miss.
So nothing about any of this looks good.
Zero.
Like, it's just so bad, and it's just beyond bad.
There's no yeah, but. There's no yeah, but to this.
Right. And Brett Favre was a guy who, he was the poster child for the NFL. And he was built up to be the just the tough, gritty, fun-loving Southern, you know, aw shucks guy that could throw the football a country mile. The jokester, the, you know, just the fun loving guy that everyone loved to have on their team. And underneath it all, you know, there might be some things that aren't so fun loving and redeemable. Cause you get involved in things like this, you have to know if you're breathful. You have to know. And it sounds and looks, the optics of it just looks so bad.
How about the text
messages? So bad.
How about the text messages that say, hey, no one's going to find out about this,
right?
Anytime you have to send that to anybody, I don't care who it is.
Right.
Whatever's going on.
Yes.
It's not good. That's a little rule of thumb here for you, Scott. If you ever have to say, no one's going to ever find out, unless it's a surprise birthday party.
We live in a world where nothing is sacred.
No. Nope.
Nothing is hidden. Like, there are cameras everywhere.
Yep.
Don't go away. Photographs don't go away. You know, video, all of it does not go away. And it is condemning because it's not like you can go in and erase the text message and write it a little differently. And you think you can get – now, there's one person who got a – Hillary Clinton, she was the one person – who got away with?
Oh my gosh!
She, whatever bleach bit is, you know, more people need to get a hold of that, whatever that is.
Oh, and, my gosh!
Yeah, but other than that, everyone else, you know, you're
Scott, so, going the rare political move.
So just,
on the show.
So just know, I was just being funny. So just know, you put it out in public.
Yeah, but it's not me.
Public,
I hit delete.
Public, no.
Scott, I hit delete. I'm fine. I'll be fine.
Yeah,
I hit delete. Delete, delete, delete.
There's
and then
the
you
thing.
Go in, and then you go in, Scott,
listen,
and then
Alex,
you delete from the deleted messages. Then you're good.
Well, right. No, but here's the problem. Like, if you even have thoughts today, it ends up on your phone. Like,
oh, my heavens.
Yeah,
we were talking about Oreos yesterday.
I know.
Both of our Instagrams lit up with,
yep, it's like,
hey, fat guy, you want some Oreos?
Oh, you wanted Oreos. Yeah. So be careful what you think, even in public. See, that's why I'm telling you about Jake Oldroyd. He just got to stop thinking.
It does suck
in fact,
to be Jake
Oldroyd. What? I'll tell you what you do. They need to put an Oreo cookie right in the middle of the net.
Oh.
They got those hands. At the BYU Stadium.
They got the Allstate hands.
Just
in
kick
there.
The Oreo. That's all you got to do. Just kick the ball to the Oreo.
But kick the Oreo, get the Oreo.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Fine. Hey, Jake, if you hit inside the uprights,
okay.
You don't even have to hit, like, a certain spot. Just hit the
you
net.
You run over to the sideline, you got a guy waiting with
you're
some
gonna have, you're going to have a bag of Oreos.
And a glass of milk.
And a glass of
on
milk.
The side, and as a kicker, you can do that. Yeah. You can eat that on the sideline. All right, let's take the break here. I'm trying to think of other people it stinks to be right now. It's a lot of folks. KD, that was one that came up. Kevin Durant complaining on social media and across. You know what? I'm getting a bad rap. And complaining also about the drama that was going on in the offseason.
Right.
By the way, he created the drama.
See, I
like,
think
this is
I
a guy who he think, lives for this a little bit.
I actually think there are people that like the drama.
He's one of them.
I mean, he's a guy that responds to people in social media. He's a guy that gets pretty hostile with texts and with comments. And there's something in his psyche that he's got to, you know, kind of be the center of the universe. I believe that's part of why he left the Golden State Warriors and just said, you know, I need to be the guy to win the championship. I can't be a part of this team thing because my legacy says I'm the best thing that ever happened.
All right, we'll take the break here. We'll come back. We got more to go.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.